Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Digital Transformation Minister Dara Kaliri has just returned from a trip to Sweden, where he took part in a high-level meeting about artificial intelligence, including meeting Google CEO Sundar Pichai. It comes amid fears about AI use and the risks. Last month, Geoffrey Hinton, you'll remember, nicknamed the godfather of AI, resigned as Google vice president to allow him to freely warn about the risks that AI pose. Well, Hinton fears AI could lead to a wave of misinformation and warned that people may not be able to know what is true anymore. Risks to election, risks to jobs, risks to the economy, risk to the existence, they say, of humans themselves. Well, to talk about this and also about government discord over budget plans, I'm joined from our Dáil studio by Minister for Digital Transformation and Trade Promotion, Dara Kaliri. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. We'll come to AI and the risks in just a second, but maybe closer to your own heart are the newspaper headlines today. They didn't pull any punches, did they? Fine Gael should not take lectures from their current coalition partners who crashed the economy. That's what a meeting of party Fine Gael senators and TDs heard. They say there was a war of words, and they say you're still on probation in Fianna Fáil in terms of your fiscal policies.
Oh, look, Cormac, we are into budget season, and we have three distinct parties in government that work well together. We're working well under the framework of a programme for government. But every budget season, this will be our fourth budget. There is good debate and good discourse within government.
You never said this stuff when Pascal Dunhu was Minister for Finance.
We have delivered three budgets that reflect priorities of government, that support working families, that supported businesses through very difficult times, that introduced energy credits, childcare cuts, investment generally, and this budget will reflect the same.
Are you still on probation? Do you still feel in Fianna Fáil that you're on probation?
No, we're not. We've delivered very successfully since we entered into confidence supply in 2016. I worked through two budgets with Pascal Dunhu, and Mike McGrath has worked very successfully. And I think the kind of figures that we're seeing in terms of the macroeconomic progress and the kind of competitiveness in our country demonstrates that we are working well.
This is the problem, Dara, for you and Fianna Fáil. This is what Fine Gael is saying among themselves. This is what Fine Gael is saying to other people as well. Don't trust those Fianna Fáil boys. They're still on probation.
And look, Fine Gael are part of a programme for government that their membership supported. They've signed up to the priorities of those programmes for government. And we will work successfully to deliver to working families, to deliver to service users of disability services, health services, to deliver to older people. But that will be in the context of the budget negotiations. And
they're dictating policy to you, see. Even Fine Gael junior ministers are dictating to a Fianna Fáil minister for finance how to run his budget. They want tax cuts, and they're going to claim credit for it if it happens.
No, Cormac, they're not dictating. Truth. They're making policy suggestions. There's a difference. And the policy suggestions will go into the mix. Michael McGrath will present the budget and Pascal Donoghue on budget day. And there will be a lot of suggestions between now and budget day from within Fianna Fáil, from our other government partners, and indeed from outside the political system. And I'm sure you'll have a lot yourself between now and then.
Well, I'll
that
tell
is
you one
budget
thing.
Process here.
Do you know what? I don't see anyone from Fianna Fáil, and nor do I hear it from you here, coming back swinging at Fine Gael or putting them in their place for saying that you're still on probation or chastising Fine Gael junior ministers for subverting the budgetary process. You seem to have no fight left in you in Fianna Fáil at all. Maybe Gerard Halligan is right.
We have a fight.
Where is it?
Cormac, we're fighting by delivering for working families. We're fighting by the kind of investments that Mike McGrath made to support businesses through the pandemic, to keep businesses afloat. We're fighting by delivering record employment figures at the moment. We're fighting by turning around a housing situation which is incredibly challenging, giving first-time buyers a chance, the highest housing supply in many years. We're fighting
You're sidelined by
Fine
Gael and Sinn Féin, aren't you?
No, we're fighting
They're in the ring continually in terms of political fighting. They're in the ring continually. You can't even get in the ring in Fianna Fáil. Isn't that the truth?
Political fighting, Cormac, as you describe it, doesn't deliver to people. Fianna Fáil delivers. We are delivering for working families. We're delivering on childcare. We're delivering for business. So yes, political fighting is part of it, but delivery is the most important thing. That's what we'll be. That's what we will be assessed on. And I've absolutely no doubt that Michael McGrath will deliver a very strong budget with Fianna Fáil priorities reflected in it.
And no doubt September. That Micheál Martin is the man to lead you into the next election.
We're having a superb government record at the moment. We're working very hard. There continues to be many challenges. The next election is a long time ago. Everybody's head
there now,
is
Dara.
On the challenges.
But you didn't emphatically say yes to that one.
Now, Cormac, I don't know, is it the sun or whatever is making you contrary this evening, but I'm not going to take your bait. I might take your bait on Mayo for Sam, but not when it comes to politics and to political gossip.
Look, we'll move on for your sake anyway to artificial intelligence, because I can't wait in all seriousness, Minister, to hear about who you met and what you heard at this meeting, this high-level set of meetings in Sweden. Meeting with the CEO of Google as well. What did you learn? What is the overriding risk, in your opinion, to AI?
So, look, I think, Cormac, it's important that we've had a national strategy in AI, which was commissioned by my predecessor, Robert Troy, and published in 2021. It's based on 7 strands. So we've been doing quite a lot of work in this space long before the last few months. And we've been very engaged. As a country, we are the 5th most digital advanced economy in the EU, as measured by the EU. And we are engaged with like-minded countries in that space on digital issues. Generally, we are a member of the group called the D9, which is small, digitally focused economies. And the meeting on Tuesday was a meeting of similar countries, digitally focused, with academics and with Sundar Pichai from Google, who's on a European tour at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we reflected in the discussion, yes, the challenges of AI, the fears that people genuinely have. And I outlined what we have been doing here to address those fears. So, for instance, we have a national AI ambassador in Patricia Scanlon. She was appointed last year, mm-hmm. and she has been out and about in media across your own station.
Yeah, we've had her on this programme as well, and she's an impressive operator.
Absolutely.
But,
and she
what
manages
do you think the
to
major risks are, though?
Well, look, Cormac, it's important that we actually put a context on what we're doing. I actually convened last year a group of 60 teenagers from all over the country, a national youth assembly in AI. And what we have done is to put 7 strands in place to look at the risks. So there are obviously risks in employment and how we address those. So that's why we have the national, in relation to the employment side of things, the expert group on future skills needs has done work on what the skills implications of AI are. It has laid out a plan, what kind of new skills we need to do.
And when will job losses hit, Dara, in your opinion?
Look, Cormac, we've had this discussion before and major technological development came. And what we're doing is preparing to allow people to pivot into areas of new skills. So, you know, Springboard are making new courses available. I've just come off an OECD call just before I spoke to you. Ireland is part of a new project looking at education in AI and ensuring that we use the principles of AI and those at the front line of education, particularly in secondary schools, in language and in mathematics, have the skills to teach about AI in terms of risks and in terms of opportunities.
You will appreciate that we've had technical advances before, technological advances, but never anything like AI. That's what the experts are telling us. So I just wonder,
that's why we're prepared for
this. That's why
we've had a national strategy.
Job losses will hit.
We've had a national strategy since 21, 7 different strands. We're ensuring that Irish enterprise is going to be ready to adopt. It's not necessarily a negative, Cormac. It's a question of giving them the skills to adopt. We have an enterprise digital advisory forum that's working on an AI strategy for small companies and SMEs generally. We are very focused in the department on ensuring that we have the skills to adopt. And I think Irish workers have shown a fantastic flexibility and adaption over the last 20 years. And I've absolutely no doubt that we will again.
But you're not responding to me in commensurate fashion to the risk as outlined at Congress by AI experts. Because they
I am actually, Cormac, because the risk is outlined in the last few weeks and the last few months. We've had a strategy in place and we've been working very closely on this for 2 years and indeed more. We've identified the challenges. It's moving very quickly, yes. And in the last number of months, you know, the various products that have come out have moved very quickly.
But
we have the framework and we have the foundation in place.
Are you telling me, though, Are you telling me, Dara, that the response to the AI risk will come from the Irish government as opposed to the European Union executive, the Commission,
or on a global level? We're working hard with our EU colleagues on an EU AI Act. That is going to identify the risks of AI. It's going to assign medium risk, high risk, and there's going to be different methods of dealing with that. And Ireland are very involved in that. We're also involved, as I said, at OECD level and also Council of Europe level. And I think we will see a conclusion to the AI Act process over this year, possibly next year. But it's important, Cormac, as well. You know, if we'd regulated for this as Ireland alone, or if we'd regulated for this 2 years ago, regulations would have been out of date, given the strength of progress.
Oh, yeah. So it's important. And it needs to be quite up to date. So is there a risk to the next general election in Ireland from AI?
No, I'm pretty confident that we have a cross-governmental group on AI and public service. And we are working with my colleague Oisin Smith. We're very attuned to the risks to public services, but also the opportunities that AI can be used in public services.
Okay.
So we've invested considerably in our cybersecurity over the past number of years. And our Chief Information Officer is very aware of the risks, but also of the opportunities, Cormac. I think we have to have the guardrails in place, absolutely. Be very attuned to the risks, absolutely. But let's not frighten people. There are opportunities here. There's innovation here. There's improvements here. And let's be in a position as Ireland to embrace the opportunity while being very awake to the challenge.
Okay. So you talk about the benefits as well. Can I ask you finally, Minister, about job losses? We've seen more hundreds and hundreds of job losses in tech and Meta yesterday, even nearly 500 people being cut from their job in that company in the Irish or Dublin operation. It must be a concern for government, given the pattern of job losses from huge tech giants located in this country. Is there a doubt now in government about the commitment from these tech firms and also inward investment from tech firms?
So, no, it's a concern. It's a concern, absolutely, for the people involved and their families. And we are working, Minister Coveney is working with all of us in the ministerial team, the department, to ensure that our agencies are made available, that our support agencies are made available. I would point out, Cormac, that over the last 2 months alone, we've announced over 2,000 jobs in the tech or tech aligned sector. So there are opportunities and there are openings. What we want to make sure is that people are aware of those opportunities and they're made to scale to them. You know, we're very in tune with the challenges facing the tech sector at the moment. Some of it has to do with over-expansion during COVID and over-anticipation of trends. Others have to do with changing trends in technology. But as I have said, the expert group on future skills has identified this some time back. We are investing in training. We are investing in adoption to ensure that we skill people in other spaces and give people the opportunity and the advantage to avail of the opportunities that still remain in tech.
Okay, well, Dara Gramila Mangat fi Valenier Drive Time. That's Minister for Digital Transformation and Trade Promotion, Dara Kaleri of Fianna Fáil. Thank you.